Yo, PDX, internet, world over, what's good? This is Fee Boogie. Today is April the 18th, Sunday. We back recorded in the daylight once again. This is the High Life Show. I got my guy, Big Booze actually isn't here. Big Booze is not with us today. He had some pressing matters to take care of. Free to real. But we do have JE here. We have Cash, aka Spock Dollar Sign. My guy, Loving Bass as well. And you know, I think we should be sufficient enough to handle things here. You know, don't you guys think? They're nodding. Yeah. Jay, bro, what's up with you, man? Digging the shirt. What type of brand is that? Smiles for Miles.
Yeah. This is what is it out of? This is I think Denver. This is State Bicycle. They do their own thing. They have a bunch of merch they have on their site. I think I posted something in the chat where they had the bar ends that was also a smokable thing to do, okay. A little bong or whatever it was, in honor of 420. But yeah, mm-hmm. State Bicycle Company, man, they got some cool stuff. But I'm doing all right, you know, winding down the semester right now. Yeah. Got some big papers due. Got some final exams to worry about. Got a lot of stuff going on, so it's a little hectic, but. You know, you can't keep me down. I'm about to be done. It is.
Yeah. They can't stop the real. You heard?
I'm out here like a juggernaut, bitch.
Just running through them shits.
Hell
like
yeah.
A soldier. My God. Cash.
Hello.
How you doing? Hello. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How's everybody? Yeah.
How are you? Everyone's good. The question is, how are you?
Me? I'm good, man. No, nothing real. Yesterday was a real chill day. Went to Trader Joe's. Shout out to TJ's for the real. Got me some chili mango slices.
I don't know what the fuck you was talking about when you told me that shit. I was like, what? TJ's? Are you going to TJ Maxx?
Nah.
I thought it was like some bar around where you live. Trader Joe's. I gotta get in there one of these days. I never stepped foot in the Trader Joe's. It's a fucking shame.
Yeah, no, it's a really great place. I was in and out, like, my shopping, I was in and out, like, 11 minutes. From walking in, went got produce, some fruit, meat, all that good stuff, a little bit of snacks here and there, vegetables and stuff. So yeah, kept it pretty basic this weekend, honestly. I'm tired, so old age.
Hey man, I understand. But the mango slices do be hitting though.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jay for putting us on to that, man.
Yeah, I know. Just
You're welcome.
So
Mr. Variety and shit. But nah, man, glad to see that you're doing all right. Bass, I was trying to hold off on you, bro. See you getting your breakfast in and shit. What's going on, man? You straight?
Yeah, not really. Still another weekend.
Another weekend.
Kind of over. Yeah. The usual.
The usual. Yeah. All right, brother. That's what's up. But yeah, man, glad to hear that y'all doing all right. I'm doing fine myself, you know. Just another weekend in paradise and shit, you know what I mean? Working out, working through things, and, you know, we here now, we back recording in the daytime, so less off-the-wall shit. Well, maybe not. We'll see what happens. We'll see what this Riddus recording takes us.
Also, head on over to circuit86shoes.com and check out the latest collections.
We back to the High Life Show.
Yeah, man, let's go ahead and get into it today, man. So Hideki Matsuyama, he won the 2021 Masters, become the first Japanese man to win a golf major. That's pretty groundbreaking, basically.
Yeah, I don't really watch golf like that, but I turned it on that whatever day of the week that was. It's probably on the weekend, I'm guessing, and it was already up coming into the last day. And they say golf is really big in Japan. So, like,
oh, really?
Now he's going to go to, like, God elite status there. Because, like,
right.
I mean, they really love the sport. So, like, now that they have someone from where they're from that won, there's like, it's probably just going to get even bigger.
Yeah,
that's
no doubt.
That's dope, though.
Yeah, that is dope. Shout out to Hideki, man. Japan is on my hit list of places to go. And yeah, they do. They I didn't know they love golf, but that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I know they love baseball as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cash, my bad, man. You have something to say?
No. It was offensive. Carry on, please.
Edit point. Look at him. Look at the growth. I love this. Look at the growth on Cash, man. He's edit pointing himself now. He's self-correcting.
No, that's I
you've changed a lot.
Well, Base, thank you. Well, Base, you could probably edit this out, but did you hear what Biden said about him?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
What did the grandpa in chief say?
So I guess Japan was visiting the White House, so with the prime minister, and he said, look, I know how proud you are. You got a Japanese boy coming over here and winning the Masters. And everyone was like, I don't think you could say that. And I was like, well,
Japanese boy?
Yeah.
The American?
I don't know what Hideki is.
I don't know where he grew up.
Nani?
I thought he grew up here. I could be wrong, though. I think he did, though.
Right. So they were like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. This might be a one term and swap out, you know. he's different. But I didn't read too much into it, but I just saw it come on my feed. Biden, social faux pas, and all that other stuff. So I was just like, yeah.
Yeah. We're 3 years too early, but who do you think is going to overthrow him? Who do you think is going to get him out of office? Or do you think it's a case of him not being fit to serve and Kamala taking over?
Yep, she's taking over.
Yeah, I think she's what they call it, shadowing? Job shadow?
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally see that happening. Dope shit. But yeah, moving right along in sports, man. LaMarcus Aldridge, man, very sad occurrence here. He had to abruptly retire. He had an irregular heartbeat. Now, I want to say from what I read that he had some issues before and he was monitoring it. But then I think during one game or something like that, he got really, really bad. And he had to retire. And, in the grand scheme of things, I like the fact that he's taking care of himself. And, you know, you don't want this guy, not to be morbid, to just drop dead, you know, just to play a game. You know, he's been in the league, about in excess of 10 to something years or something like that. He's been in the league for a while, hasn't he? I want to say about 10 years or so.
Yeah, 14? I think so. Like 15 years.
Okay, so he's really been in there for a minute. Yeah, so shout out to him, man. And, you know, shout out to taking care of himself. The man has money, I presume, and he gets to take care of his family and take care of himself. So, you know, like you gotta make sure you're good. You know what I mean? You gotta be there for yourself and the people who's under your care, man. But I think what I was gonna say was, I don't think, you know, for the Nets organization and their championship, you know, prospectus, I don't think this puts too much of a dent in it. And that just shows how deep they are. They can lose someone like LaMarcus Aldridge and still, you know, just chug along. And they're still like in championship contention. They're like, I think they're running like number two or number one in the East right now, even without like all their key players playing at once. So, I mean, you know, I hope LaMarcus gets the help that he needs health wise and all that stuff. But I don't think this stops the train, so to speak, en route to the Nets.
Nets in three. Nets in three, baby. Nets in three.
I don't understand the math, but they should have more cap space. They should still have that, unless they still have to pay him. But they still need another big guy. So they're going to go out and probably get somebody.
They probably will.
I didn't realize he had this situation going out for this long, honestly. How long? It's been like 5 seasons or so? What did it say?
Yeah, it's been a minute. I forget how long, but it's been something that, you know, I think has been lingering there. But I think it got really bad to the point it was like super noticeable for him. Mm. And that shit is frightening, man. Like, not for what, I would not want to experience that shit. Like, your heart, you say, oh, God, the fuck is going on? But yeah. So yeah,
it's important to take care of that situation. I know what's the guy? Bosch. Bosch had difficulty with like blood clots, right? So yeah. you don't want to have any kind of these conditions or chronic conditions that are ailing you kind of take you out. You know, you're there to play basketball, you know, and I guess your goal is when you become an NBA player, or most people's goal is to win a championship. But, you know, if it's going to cost your life, or if it's going to be a detriment to you overall, I don't think it's really worth the hassle. At the end of the day,
it ain't worth it.
It's not. Your guy got money, probably. You know, he's been like a top 20 player his whole career. He's been putting up big numbers. So, you know,
And he was doing his thing out in San Antonio for a while too. You know, yeah. I don't think they won a championship. Well, did they win a championship with him on there? With like, I think
no, no, he came after. In Portland. He was killing in Portland before he made it to the Spurs. Yeah.
You're right.
He had a great career, man. You know,
210.8 million.
So yeah, he all right.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He'll get his heart fixed in no time. They'll probably get him like a mechanical heart and shit.
And shit, pump
gold.
And to the sports enthusiasts, because he was on the Nets in a month, and they will win the finals, presumably speaking, is he eligible for a ring? Since he was there,
I think so. I think so.
That's a fair question. I don't know. So, I don't know what constitutes that. For being on the team for a month, maybe, right?
Didn't Jeremy Lin get a fucking ring from the Toronto Raptors or some shit like
Lin
that?
Lin did.
I didn't see him playing that one fucking time that whole time there, from what I've seen.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Believe in Jesus.
Insanity. Champion. You heard?
Real shit. I saw a funny clip one time with him and Kobe. God bless the dead. Where Kobe was like, "Yo, foul him!" Like the clock was running out, and they had to, like, you know, you're typically supposed to foul somebody when the time is running down. And Jeremy Lin was like, his head was in the fucking clouds. I mean, I don't know where the fuck he was at, but Kobe's like yelling, "Foul, foul, foul!" And Jeremy Lin is not moving. So then Kobe runs up and like fouls the guy really quick. And the look he gave Jeremy Lin is like, you know, like the next practice or the locker room, he never heard that shit. He probably got like the air beating of a lifetime. I don't know. Interesting anecdote there, but speaking of an air beating, and speaking of a beating in general, it turns out that Aaron Donald, Defensive Player of the Year. I forget what team does he play for. Is it the Colts or the
Los Angeles Rams?
The Rams. Okay, I always get mixed up with the jerseys. I just revealed that I don't know shit about football. But anyway. Aaron Donald, man, he was falsely accused of stalking a gentleman. He probably should be in the low life section, the Vincent Spriggs, in the eye. And I mean, I don't know too much about like what cleared it up, but I do know the alleged story that when it first came out was basically, I think in Pittsburgh somewhere. Cash, what's up?
Oh no! So basically, what it was alleged, because he got jumped, he assumed due to the violence that he suffered that it had to be Aaron Donald, but he didn't realize that it was kind of like this guy taking a swing at one of us while we're all there, and then our friends like, you can't beat the money,
famous.
You can't beat the money. So he got hit, he got properly disposed of, and Aaron was ushered away from the scene. But he remembers Aaron like around him trying to say stop, but then everyone pushed Aaron, told Aaron get the hell away. Aaron never touched him. But he assumed because of the abuse that it had to be.
I got three takes off of that based on thanks for teeing it up, Cash. So I got three thoughts. So number one, it's fair for him to assume that Aaron Donald did it because he's the fucking Defensive Player of the Year. And if you look at the videos, I implore you guys, the listeners, to look at Vincent Spriggs' face. It looks like it is a fucking apple on his eye. Like the shit is like humongous. So he's Defensive Player of the Year, big guy, all that shit. So that's number one. So, I mean, it's a fair assumption. Number two, obviously a quick money grab or whatever the case may be. You know, like if you get in a scuffle and you know there's somebody famous in there, he did it. The guy with the money did it. I want my money. Pay me. You know what I mean? So that, I think that's another assumption. But then the third observation I have off of that is Aaron Donald got a good ass circle of friends because they got him the fuck up out of there. You heard? And they that's like taking one for the team. That's a good, he got a good crew. Cause they handled him, they disposed of him. Aaron Donald could probably indirectly handle their court fees and all that shit, whatever may come out of that. But you know, the blow financially would be a lot less. Would have been a lot more if Aaron Donald was the one who knocked the guy's fucking eye out and shit. So, you know, I all's well that ends well. Pun intended.
Rim shot.
I got dad jokes for days. I got corny dad jokes for days, guys. Feed Boogie got jokes for days, and I ain't no dad. You heard? But but yeah, man, that was an interesting story. And speaking of people getting punched in the fucking face, there was I don't even want to call this shit a fight. But last night, Jake Paul, YouTuber, excellent boxer from what I could see, at least, you know, at a base level or whatever. But he knocked the shit out of Ben Askren, former MMA UFC fighter. knocked him out in the first round TKO and socked the shit out of him. My analysis of the whole thing is I don't think Ben should have been in there anyway because, you know, number one, Jake Paul is a pretty good boxer from what I can see. Or at the very least, he can beat the shit out of anyone who don't know shit about boxing, right? So, you know, I don't know why. Well, I know why. It's a money grab, right? And it's just, you know, that's the thing now. You know what I mean? Like celebrities and, you know, internet personalities and shit get in the ring to fucking fight and all that stuff. So I get that. And it garners interest from that perspective because these guys build a following and they're going to make good money and all that shit. But Ben Askren is an MMA fighter and, you know, as of late, not a good one. Like he got before this, the last time I think he was in the ring was when Jorge Masvidal knocked the shit out of him with his knee, gave him like the bionic knee and knocked him in 2025 and all of that. So, you know, just off of that alone, I don't think this is something he should have did, but the man probably was going in there to get a quick check him his damn self. So, but the knockout was pretty brutal. It was in the first round. I want to say it was like an overhand right. Like Jake just went in there and knocked the shit out of him. Ben didn't even look like he was even trained for the fight. It's like shaped like a fucking potato and shit.
Fake news. Shout out to Pete Davidson. You know the real.
Cash, follow up on that. What's the shout out to Pete Davidson for?
No, because Pete Davidson said this is a sad day for boxing. This proves that if you have enough followers, I'll let you do anything.
That means really? Nothing. He needs a yes. Shout out.
No,
he's right. I think he's right because if you have the follow, that's what I said a minute ago. You have the following and all that stuff. I mean, you'll get paid because people want to see it. Who doesn't want to see Jake Paul get knocked the fuck out? It's just like the Floyd Mayweather effect. Just like that. See, Cash Race is saying. So there's a market in that shit. So I think, you know, do I, like, if you're a real boxing fan, is this something that you want to see? Not really. Only thing I would want to see, I would want to see Jake Paul fight like a legitimate boxer. Like, if he went in there for Errol Spence or something like that, I would pay a lot of money to see that.
You want to see him get knocked out.
Get knocked out because he's obnoxious. Yeah. But then, again, it just feeds into what I just said, though, right? Like, he's monetizing, like, you know, his obnoxious personality and all that stuff. And then on one hand, he has the followers from his YouTube that want to see him win. And you got the whole world that want to see you get knocked out because you're an obnoxious little prick. So,
right. Also, Baze, just a continuance of my support for Pete Davidson. As I don't know if you became aware, Jake Paul, not saying you support Jake Paul, just saying where I'm coming from with my support for Pete Davidson. But Jake Paul was recently accused of some improper behavior with a lady.
Oh, no, that's Logan. That's Logan. That's the older brother. That's Logan Paul. That's the one who was just on race. Yeah.
I thought it was both of them.
Both of them are charged, are accused of, allegedly accused of sexual assault?
I believe Pete Davidson asked him, like, during the whole thing, so what happened with this issue or whatever? And it got overshadowed by the fact Oscar De La Hoya was coked out or drunk out of his fucking mind. And I encourage everyone to look on Twitter.
What else is new?
Yeah, so it was just... Oh, hello. Yeah, it was just the matter of... whatchamacallit. Interestingness. But that's why I said I'm not a huge boxing fan. Like, if it's on, I will watch it, per se. Like, as someone that is better than Floyd Mayweather Jr., I can see skill sets. And I don't acknowledge...
I like how you just brushed over that.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I don't acknowledge the Paul brothers or anything. We still need vengeance for what happened to Nate. That's how I feel. So I didn't forget.
I think.
What's up, Baze?
I was going to say, celebrities do it in every industry. Like, they, like DJing, and you can think about most industries, they'll just jump in, they'll do it, and it's a cash grab. I don't think it takes away from the actual sport itself. It's just that's his group of people watching that, and I think it is what it is kind of thing. I think it's like a dramatic overstatement to say, like, something like that is pulling down the sport of boxing. Now, if he beats someone like a Floyd Mayweather, then maybe it's like, maybe he needs to be a boxer himself or something like that. But, like, I don't think it takes away from the sport.
Yeah, I think he's definitely going that route, too. I think he should because, listen, like, when I see Jake Paul, the two times we've seen him fight, like, his shots are crisp. He knows what the fuck he's doing. It's not, like, dumb luck. It's not dumb luck. He actually trains. He knows what the fuck he's doing. So I would like to see him go against, like, a, you know, like a professional boxer, maybe with like a 9-0 record or something like that. Someone that's like, you know, still honing their own skills professionally too, and see what he does.
Yeah, like a Kimbo Slice.
Oh man, God bless the day. Yeah, if he get in there with somebody like Kimbo Slice, they're gonna knock his head off, man. No question. And Cash, what is this about you thinking you could beat fucking Floyd Mayweather? You've been saying that for years. I mean, eventually we're gonna, eventually this podcast is gonna get really big, and that's a real possibility. So I hope you're ready, because that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna put you in the ring with Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather will be 60 years old, then we'll see.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta speak the shit into existence. We're gonna blast off this year.
Well, no, I just have, you know, I was not raised with bitch assness in my blood, so I have some confidence in my abilities. So he doesn't seem that strong, so I think I could take whatever hit he throws, unless he hits me in the face. But if it's like a body shot, I'd probably just run away.
50 Cent said he punched hard as hell when him and 50 used to fight, and 50 was like, I had to use my weight on him. So yeah. I don't think if it, body or not, dog, he knows how to
punch. You're going to feel it. You're going to crumble.
140? What, 140?
I don't got nothing to do with the power.
It doesn't matter, dog.
No, factually speaking, what is he? He's a child. He has a woman's body.
Hey, what you got against people that's like just in the one somethings or whatever? Okay, I ain't body shaming. Yeah, you body shaming me. You body shaming skinny people. Me and Bass, you know, a spelt gentleman. No. As well as Jay. What's your problem? What's your problem?
What is he? 5'8", 5'9", 140, 130 something?
Yeah, he's probably walking around like 150 at the most.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. I used to say, no, I'm not scared.
Yeah, Cash out here picking fights. What's up, Blaze? My bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, like I was saying, like I hope it's not a Kimbo Slice thing where it's like he's really good fighting okay people, and then he gets to the actual like league and it's like he just gets knocked out kind of thing, which I think could probably happen.
Yeah, man, he's getting his Conor McGregor on right now, so you know, enjoy it while it lasts. But yeah, it would be nice. I can say like it would be nice to see somebody knock each other off.
You are now listening to The High Life Show.
We are back, bitches.
But a little more serious tip here, man. The Dante White shooting. So I get tired of like hearing shit like this and like even having to cover it. I mean, obviously I want to cover it for importance and visibility and all that stuff, but it's like, you get fatigue after a while, you know what I mean? But story goes, he was pulled over. I think it was like a traffic stop or something like that. They had him, and they had him. Like from the video that I saw, like they had him cuffed and all that stuff. Apparently, there was a warrant for his arrest, and even that whole thing was kind of, you know, fucked up. I think they, you know, Cash just threw up air quotations. But yeah, I'm just going to loosely sum this one up. You know, so looks like they had him, you know, I mean, for one reason or another, they was arresting him. Things were going smoothly. And I put that with the loosest references possible that things, I don't think the man should have been arrested, but whatever the case may be, you could have wrote him a ticket or something like that. I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, it was a warrant. So, you know, they had to arrest him and take him in. But you know, from the body cam footage, everything was working smoothly until, what's the lady's name? What's the I don't even want to give her fame any notoriety, but what's her name? The police what is her name? The sheriff? Was she? No, she wasn't a sheriff. She was like a sergeant or something like that. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't matter what her name is. But she pretty much escalated the situation. Like, well, I think at one point there was a struggle. I think he was trying to get back in his car when she came over there. And was like, I'm going to tase you. Taser, taser, taser. And then takes out a gun and shoots the man in the chest. And then has the nerve to fucking say after the fact that, oh, I thought it was my taser. You can hear her screaming that it was a taser in the video. But how the fuck do you mistake a taser for a gun? Right, Cash?
You don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah. So I've thought about this a lot, right? It's because I don't want to come across as hateful to. Oh, her name is Kimberly Potter, by the way. I believe in giving stupid people the attention that they rightfully deserve. So her name is Kimberly Potter, as in Harry. So it's just a matter of the fact that she had, because I guess, and I was watching like, you know, cop videos on TikToks and whatever have you. So basically they said, I'm holding out my palm. A taser stops mid-palm. A gun, the cartridge for the gun goes to the end. Also, a taser, if you guys have seen, is brightly colored. So the fact that she had it in front of her saying, taser, 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 she sees this yellow thing in front of her that is not the proper length in her palm, yelling out taser, 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 and then decides to shoot. So that leads me to believe that if she was really scared, I thought that she was a rookie cop and it happened and it was like a really fucked up accident.
Yeah, this chick, 20 years on the force, right?
Yeah. Like, and I don't want to get into that somber thing, like, maybe she, and then I was like, maybe she meant to do it and just yelled that shit out to think that, oh, she could get away with it. Maybe
she wanted to kill somebody that day.
Yeah.
And she likely will. She like, that's the fucked up thing about this shit. She will likely get off.
Likely. No. And you know, I hate to be this type of a speeder type of negativity, but if she gets off and Mr. Derek Chauvin gets off, I think that they should just take care of that city, if you know what I mean. Just
burn it down. High and low lives do not really support. This is just for entertainment purposes. We will put that disclaimer out there. And right. Not everyone shares the views that we are, you know, disseminating right now.
No. I speak for myself. There really needs to be some reckoning. There needs to be a really deep-rooted reimagining, weed pulling of the policing construct as it pertains to the Minneapolis Police Department. Because if someone that's been there for 15 years can't tell the difference between a taser and a gun, and then another officer has his knee on somebody's neck for 9 minutes, I'm assuming the training isn't what it needs to be. Or they're just clan people dressed up in blue costumes. I don't know. So it could go both ways. Either they're really racist or really stupid. Or both.
I think that's what it is. I think you're really racist and really fucking stupid. Like, how, to your point, like, the gun is right in front of you, right? So, I mean, are you colorblind? Like, can you not see that the thing that your weapon is black and not yellow? It feels totally different. Weight-wise, is a lot more heavy. You're on the force for 20 years, so you can't, is you know, heat of the moment and, you know, just excitement and not knowing what to do, a plausible excuse here. And apparently the cop who actually had the man, had Dante cuffed, was the one that was being trained. He was like the trainee and all that stuff. You're acting like this is like your first fucking day on the force. Like,
and also with the body camera, when she was saying taser, 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 you can see the officer that Fever's referring to, the taser was on his left side and she had her gun out. So she can see what a taser actually looks like. Cause you can see the taser in the other, and it's just like, I don't want to not talk about it because I think it's important. But at the same time, I don't want it to become so numb that nothing happens. You know, like, you just like, you know, I'm desensitized growing up in New York. Somebody gets shot every day. I mean, it's a line from a movie, but that's just life.
Yeah.
But this police should know.
Edit points get shot every day, B.
Right. Yes, exactly. Thank you. it's kind of like going to a doctor that occasionally kills people. Like, that's not good. You're supposed to be, but you're held to a higher standard, you know?
All right. There's really no margin for error.
Yeah, and that's sort of profession. Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's not like a meteorologist that could be wrong 7 days out of the week. Like, you can't be wrong because now you're gonna create mistrust, and now cops are gonna, like, I saw a video of a cop pulling over this guy for a traffic stop that hit him in the face with a Molotov cocktail. I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ!
I was like, you see, that's what's gonna happen. I think that shit, it's funny, but it's fucked up. Like, where the hell do you get? Where does a black guy get a Molotov cocktail in 2021? That's fucking crazy.
Getting creative throwback shit.
No, he's like, I gotta get my wallet. And he reached down underneath the seat and then wow. And the
cop was like,
what? I don't think it was just like, they said it's a Molotov cocktail, it was just a glass bottle of something.
Oh,
you just see glass. Because if you would have pulled out a flame from the other car, I'm like, yo, that guy, he was ready to fucking die. So I don't know what you call an unlit Molotov cocktail. I would say maybe glass just a bottle. So he bottle checked the cop just for you got any license registration? Here's a bottle to the face.
Bang. Bofetada with a fucking glass bottle. Tremendous.
I'm not supporting violence in the cops because it's not necessary. But I think a large majority of cops need to do better. Like, just stop, because it's getting to a point now where I am not afraid of police, but at the same time, if I see one of them, now it's kind of like, okay, you might start. And then you always think, oh, it never could be me. But I'm assuming those people think the same way as well. Like,
yeah. And it's like, you got to be super, I say this all the time, like, you know, being a black man in America, or a person of color in general, you have to be super vigilant. And, well, not vigilant, yes, and also, like, just all about diffusion. Because they're not the ones that's going to try and calm down the situation. They're going to escalate it, more likely than not. And the times I've been pulled over, I mean, I probably had one angel of a cop to this day. And I think he's a guardian angel. But
all the other ones, man, like they are like they're on steroids. It's like they just did a line of fucking meth before they suited up for the day. It's like they're out of their fucking mind, man. Why did you not see the sign here? It's like they're trying to start a fight with you. They want to go ahead, Cash.
No, I in Long Island, and I will shout Nassau County because I've been pulled over more in Nassau County than any other time of my driving in my. This cop accused me of driving through a construction site. I was like, how can I drive through a construction site? I would have killed someone. He's like, you didn't see the cones? I was like, they're diverting traffic this way. He's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to school. It's right there. If you want in the car, I'll walk. He's like, just get your head out your ass. Don't fucking talk to me like that. He's like, excuse me? And I was like, I'm leaving. And I pulled up my window and I left. And wow. Another time on campus, the guy was like, I drove through a stop sign, like three of them. And then as soon as I get out of the car going to the dorm, hey, where are you? You go here? And I was like, are you a cop? He's like, you public safety? Just get the fuck out my face. He's like, you ran through three stop signs. I ran through three stop signs and you choose to like park to stop me? Yeah, okay. Get the fuck away from me. I will fuck you up if you come any closer. I am not in the fucking mood. I just went to Front Street to try and get some liquor and I don't got no goddamn Hennessy now. I'm not doing this
shit. About to get fucked because Cash couldn't get no Hennessy.
Yeah, no, like you said, like I think the last time I got pulled over, I was with my wife and my daughter, and I was in a rental, and he was like, license registration. I said, just so you know, this is not my car. It is a rental. And this is what they gave me. He was like, why they staple it? I was like, look, bro, it was in the car. I don't know. I'm just letting you know, if you run the place, it's not me. Here's my license that you ask, and here's the registration. He was like, look, you made it like a wrong turn. I just got to give you a ticket. I'm sorry. I was like, hey, do what you got to do, boss.
Yeah. I feel you, man, especially when you got your wife and child there, dog. Like, you got to, you know, because you don't know what's going
to
happen, man.
I'm just not getting out the car. Nope, you got to go. I don't consent to no searches. Fuck you and your dogs. I'm not going anywhere. So, no. Nope. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just drive off and drive into a precinct rather than just go through all that bullshit. So, nothing.
Hey, man, I don't disagree with you at all. But, yeah, man, like, I'm the type of motherfucker nowadays, like, put the keys on the dashboard and my car is push to start. I'm turning the shit off. My hands are right on top of the dashboard. The car is off. The window is down. Like, license and registration is right. Everything's on the dashboard. You want to see it, you reach for it. I don't know nothing. I don't think nothing. I'm a fucking mannequin.
All right. You know why I stopped you? Nope. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Outside.
I don't know. Yeah. Just going for a drive. Nope. Clear my mind. I don't know nothing.
You got any tickets? You don't want with the computer.
Yeah, look it up. Look, run my plates. Hey.
No, I remember one cop was like, you have an attorney, don't you? I was like, don't you? Right. Just give me the ticket, man. He's like, just get out of here. I was like, all right.
You know, because that's what they're doing. They look for something. They're fishing. Oh, yeah. He's insubordinate or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, you know, they're like fishing for you to like say something to escalate the situation. Cause that's what a lot of them want to do too. A lot of them, so they go brag to their boys about it. Yeah, I got one today, man. He was talking out of line. You know what I mean? He was getting out of line, but I set him straight, cuffed him, threw him on the ground. I was going to shoot that bastard. If he said one more thing, I swear to you. Like, that's how they are, man. It's like, they're just bragging rights and all that. They treat us like fucking, like game, you know what I mean? Like like a deer or an elk or whatever, you know what I mean?
That's what I was saying. Go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just gonna speak on it because you know I'm not gonna keep it all one sided with the conversation because I understand. Listen, I don't know any cops personally. I don't hang out with cops, you know, just with everything going on. You know, I'm just going to keep it what it is. And like we've said in past episodes, we know they're not all inherently bad or inherently evil.
Very true.
Or,
we
you know,
agree.
Whatever
agree.
Situation they might be on. I've had run-ins where, you know, I've been pulled over by the police, and I've had incidences where I've had, like, tire blowouts on the highway, and I had troopers help me out. So, you know, I can't say
not
that
all cops are bad.
I can't say that they're all the same, but, you know, the situation that's
it's SCAB, not ACAB. It's SCAB.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Troopers are different. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Jay, you have a great point. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying just to keep a little balance to the conversation because I don't want to bash them.
We're not bashing the good cops.
No,
we're bashing
some
the bad
cops
ones.
Are bastards, not all cops. That's why
I'm not
scam.
Saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that some of them are okay. Yeah. But in this situation, I don't own a gun. You know what I mean? I've shot a gun before. We've been to the gun range, that sort of stuff.
Yes, we have.
I don't know the difference between the weight of a taser and a handgun, but yeah, that's not really my job.
You don't. Yeah, that's not your job. Right. But somebody who's been working at a said job for 2 decades, they should probably know. You have to put it in your holster every fucking day, I presume. Yes. So yeah, you should fucking know. But Jay, you know, man.
Jay, I have a question. You drink kombucha in bottles, right?
Yes, sir.
You know the difference between when the kombucha bottle is full and when it's not.
This is true.
Right. So from day to day, from picking it up, you can tell the difference over a period of time.
Right.
So say you've been doing this for 15 years.
Right.
And they blindfolded you. Which one has the kombucha in it, which one doesn't? You'd be able to decipher that.
Maybe. I haven't tried it yet, but
that's what I'm saying. Like,
but
based on her specific level of experience, like, I was all ready to cut her all types of breaks. She was like stressed. It was high pressure. Without seeing the footage.
Okay.
But then I was like, when I saw the footage, when I found out that it was just a warrant for a weed ticket that he didn't really know about, so he got scared not knowing, because imagine a cop telling you got a warrant. You're like, I don't got a goddamn warrant.
Mm-hmm. You think they're trying to take you and do some shit to you. And that's another thing. But good. Before we go any further, Bass, what's up, man? What you got to say?
No, I was just saying, like, don't most of those guns have safeties? Like,
that's another thing too. On the trigger, there is a safety. Yes.
Like, so that means you took that off.
You took the safety off. Yeah, I do want to know, like, whether the gun had a safety on it or not. And even so, like, you have to charge a taser, don't you? Like, those taser guns, you have to charge them as well.
Yes, so it's like, when you fire the taser, there's a light that comes on. It's a red and a green light to show you if it's a projectile taser, to show you where it's going. So if you're doing taser,
this bullshit. She wanted to shoot somebody. That's all the fuck that was. I think she wanted to shoot.
No, we can't say it. We're gonna get in trouble.
Allegedly, this officer wanted to shoot someone. Allegedly, everything points to her allegedly wanting to shoot this person. And I'll say that allegedly. That's the word for the day. What's up, Bass?
No, I was just gonna say, like, yeah, you'll never know, like, what her reasoning for doing it was, but, like, yeah, to be that overstimulated that you make that big of a mistake, or maybe it's time for you to retire.
Something, or what the fuck did you? Were you dehydrated? Like, are you? Yeah. Did you take a shroom? Or were you high? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Man, listen, but no, I do want to, you know, highlight JE's point that not all cops are bad. Most cops want to do a good job. Most cops just want to do their job, protect and serve, and take their ass home to their family, whatever the fuck it is they do when they're not on duty. But I always take it to, like, this analogy where you have, like, a glass of water, right? Just clean water. It's fine. It's pure. It's good, right? Good for the body. You put one or two specks of dirt in that water, then the whole fucking glass gets cloudy. And that's why people feel the way that they feel about cops in America. It's because, yeah, on a whole, they're good. But, you know, you hear these stories, and this is not one or two specks. This is like 500,000 specks. You know what I mean? Like, just didn't think about in the history of this country, where you hear stuff like this happening. So, you know, I understand the distrust in the police force, you know, across this country, you know, just because of the asinine stories that you hear. You put a knee on somebody's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, and then you're trying to blame it on him being high or whatever the fuck. And come on, like, come on. You see another one choke a dude out for however long they had him in that chokehold for. And that was an accident as well. It's like, after a while, it's blatant bullshit. Like, these guys are fucking souped up super troopers. A lot of them are super troopers just out to hurt somebody. Like, who hurt you? You need to sit on somebody's fucking couch and hash out whatever issues that you have, instead of taking it out on people who don't deserve that sort of punishment. Now, when you have these fucking mass shooters out here, they get more often than not. I think there was one that got, you know, that they murdered him. They got him. But more often than not, it's like, they get taken in peacefully, right? And it's because you pussy. That's why, because it's like, you know that you can get shot. So it's like, it's just, it, I mean, and again, to Jay's point, I know I'm ranting here, but, like, again, I want to stop and say, we're not bashing all cops, but a lot of these motherfuckers are bullies, man. They bullies, and they just looking for somebody to beat on or to push around. If you're too smart, if you're not if you're not privy to the law, or, you know, you're just in a fucked up situation where they have some reason to, you know, stop you or whatever the case may be, whether it be a traffic stop or some sort of warrant or something that you may have said to set them off. They're just looking for a reason to use their their powers, legally speaking. Like another day, like it's like another fucking week, another catastrophe, you know, when it comes to either, you know, police brutality or something racially related or some sort of hate crime. It just, it's like eating like five peeps at once. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to peeps. Shout out to peeps.
Just yellow, fucking gross.
Now the yellow and the pink ones hit.
Shout out to peeps. Hey, yo. Delicious.
Hi guys.
You're listening to
The High Life Show
on Shady Pines Radio.
On Shady Pines Radio.
Thursdays from 8 to 10 a.m.
8 to 10 a.m.
Hosted by The High End Low Lives.
The High End Low Lives.
And my daddy. Peace, homie out.
Welcome
back. I'll tell you what's not hitting, that fucking Johnson & Johnson fucking vaccine. Y'all heard about that, yeah?
Yep. Murder.
Motherfucker.
Murder.
I mean, but what is
I got
it?
I got my own thoughts on it.
It was like six cases or something like that, right? That resulted in blood clots.
They tried to make it seem you could get hit by lightning more commonly than you were to get affected by this. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, for me personally, it can be one case. It can be a half a case. You can have a temporary blood clot. You can have a fucking speck on your, it can be like a little bump on your arm. That shit is supposed to do specifically what it's supposed to do, and that's it.
Everybody has different interaction with drugs.
Yeah. Everyone reacts differently. I'm being silly here, but you know, the story is the FDA and the CDC, they're advising to put a pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccines because
except for in Texas, they said fuck that, take it.
Yeah, do what you want. Wow. Nobody, don't fuck with Texas. Nobody, don't mess with Texas, right? But yeah, man, they put a poll on it because a couple of folks who took it have blood clotting and all that stuff. And, you know, I was talking to this in another circle of friends and whatnot, and I feel like this is just a byproduct of rushing something for good cause, right? Like you're trying to get this vaccine to people. So testing was rushed really quick, like within a year or so, right? So I think that has a lot to do with it. And I have my own personal thoughts on vaccines and what have you. My thought is this, right? I'm not saying don't take the vaccine, but I'm saying if you live a healthy lifestyle, you take vitamins, you know what I mean, take care of yourself and all that stuff. I think everyone, maybe you should take it, but I think it's more pressing if you have pre-existing conditions, you're older, or you don't live a healthy lifestyle. But I'll give it away to the group, man, to dissect this. Jay, I know you said you had some thoughts on it, so. Anyone, whoever wants to go, you know, go for it. Cash. It always makes me laugh when he raises his hand.
Yeah. So I read an interesting, I guess, tidbit. All of these manufacturers, I guess the incentive for them for rushing to create, not even rushing because the research has been presently available for like a decade, but it's just the manufacturing of the vaccine was sped up. Apparently, you can't sue Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, or any of these people. So the government gave them immunity as a way of providing this vaccine because they knew, or rather, they predicted that on a grand scale, everybody would be fine, but there would be little blips or hits in the system in terms of just creating this vaccine. So
yeah, you signed a contract when you're taking it.
Right. And then I read that there's actually a vaccine court where if you were to take a readily administered vaccine like rubella or HPV, or I don't know if I said the same thing twice, excuse me, but if there's any vaccine like that and you get adverse effects, you can sue the government and you'll get a payout. And apparently it's readily, like you file a claim on Monday, you're going to get that money Friday. But I just thought it was interesting that, I guess, to Fee's point, this is the best shot in the dark that we have, but no one is responsible for anything that happens to you. So I think to your point, if you want to take the vaccine, take it, but just know if something happens to you, it probably won't. But if it does, that's on you. So with anything in life.
You are the research. You guys are the research, you brave souls. We love you.
Yeah.
But Jay?
No, I was going to say there's associated risk with everything, right? So the numbers on Johnson & Johnson, I think 7 million people have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, something like that. So you guys can look it up if I'm not saying the right number. And you got a total of 6 people that developed this rare case of blood clots. So I don't know. You know, I'm not the best at math, but, you know, if those are the associated risks, 6 people developing this rare case of blood clots out of 7 million people that took the vaccine, I would still say the risk is very low. Now, for them to kind of pull the vaccine so they could do further research, that makes sense, because all of the vaccines that are available are all out there on an emergency use authorization. So these things haven't been finalized at all. But since the pandemic is something that, you know, was sweeping through the whole world, not just the United States, not just one state, you know, this is a global pandemic. This is something that they're using to combat the numbers. Mm-hmm. Death rates have gone down a lot, and that's a great thing. And it's a lot of it is due through either vaccination or people doing the social distancing, hand washing, wearing masks, that sort of stuff as well. So I agree with you, Feve, that, you know, if you do your part as far as washing your hands, social distancing, and doing what you need to do, you know, that'll help out. But we do have a readily available vaccine. And I do agree that the choice to take the vaccine is up to the person. We're mm-hmm. not enforcing people to have mandatory vaccines at this point. And I don't think that's something that they will do. But eventually we'll get enough people up to speed with the vaccine so we can develop some type of herd immunity. So I'm
still on board. Shout out to herd immunity, baby. You guys keep taking them vaccines. I support it.
70%, 70%. That's all we need for herd immunity, baby. Keep going. Keep going. I love you.
I'm still on board with the vaccine. I still think Johnson & Johnson is a viable option once they bring it back to the table. This was a rare condition, rare thing for it to happen. I think the, out of the 6 people, the 1 person died. And that's an unfortunate side effect of receiving the vaccine, but it's not happening to most people. So I still think this is something that, you know, people should still take eventually when they bring it back on the market. So that's just my standpoint on it. And, you know, you guys can have a different viewpoint on the situation, but the vaccines are working and, you know, I'm still pro-vaccine.
Very astute, Jay, and I don't disagree with anything you said. Base?
Yeah, I agree with what Jay is saying. Like, it's going to happen. Like, a lot of drugs have those side effects. People have different genetics. You have different reactions to them. And on the other hand, like, we have 2 other vaccines that work that haven't been causing these kind of
Pfizer, reactions. Moderna.
So
Moderna.
Go with those for now. I don't think they're going to be able to change anything about Johnson & Johnson in like a month. We're going in the right direction, like Jay was saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. And I just feel like it's the flu. It's just another version of, not a version of the flu, but it's similar to the flu in the sense that I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think eventually it's going to become seasonal and you're going to just have the option to take a vaccine if you want, or if not, you want to take your chances, take your chances. I think that's what's going to happen here. You know, people have gotten sick from flu vaccines as well. So I totally agree with what you guys are saying. End of the day, just be safe, be smart, be healthy, dog. Be healthy. That, I think, vaccine or not, I think that for me is the biggest takeaway. Like, when this shit happened, it's like, all right, I'm already healthy, but I'm going to ramp this shit up. I'm going to take even more vitamins, work out even more, be more, exercise even more. Even like when the gym was closed, I hated it, but I worked out in the house. Because it's like, if I do catch this shit, at least I'll be able to fight it. Because I'll tell you this, like, that I've caught the flu twice in my life. And it was before I got to a more healthier lifestyle. Nowadays, it's like, you know, like, and I was like, I think the last time I got it was like in 2018-ish or something like that. And I was, but like now that I was working out then, but I take vitamins and stuff now and I eat better now. Like, I've no pasta, like very little bread. And if it is bread, it's wheat bread, you know, just eating the right way. Things that don't promote mucus buildup in your chest and all that stuff. Don't, you know, you have to get your body to a state where it can, you know, is in the best position to fight these things off. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I eat berries and fucking leaves all damn day. I don't. I mean, I still eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it. But more or less, I'm a very conscious eater and all that stuff. So in addition to vaccines, guys, you know, we definitely, you know, support that. And we love you, like Cash and I said, for that herd immunity and all of that. But, you know, also just get out there and be healthy, man. Just be healthy. It doesn't hurt. In fact, it helps, and it makes you feel better mentally as well. We probably shouldn't have shifted topics to talk about the vaccine, because there's another unfortunate cop killing, Adam Toledo. Base, I'm going to let you take this one away, dog, because I don't know the particulars of this story. I know that he had a handgun for like a second or something like that, and then they just blam, 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 shot him, right?
Yeah, it was like eight-tenths of a second that it all kind of occurred. I didn't watch the video because I usually don't watch videos on stuff.
Stuff like this. It's like a kid was 13 years old, right? 13-year-old kid. And 8/10 of a second.
I was saying it happened really, really quickly. That's what it seems like. A box with all the rest of these things that happened. He got shot. And
why did the 13-year-old kid? I mean, I'm not putting the blame on him, but like, how did he get the handgun? I just want to understand the story a little more. Does anyone know how he got the handgun? Where did he get it from? Who gave it to him? How did he get his hands on it? That's yet another problem with this country, right? So now I see it's like, to me, I see like the clashing of two problems. I see the clashing of how easy it is to get access to a handgun. And, you know, I get it, like, from a cop's perspective, you have to react very quickly because there's an imminent threat to your life as a cop, number one, and then possibly to other folks, you know, around. So I get the fast response time, but I can't help but think here, man, there could have been some sort of alternative solution. Maybe they circled him. Like, you could come up from behind or something like that. I don't fucking know, but, like, does it always have to be deadly force? You know, I don't know. I mean, I get it. In this case, a handgun was there, but it's a little fucking kid. It's very sad and unfortunate. And did someone do we know if someone like put in a call? Like how? I mean, I suppose someone like put in a call and said, you know, there's a suspicious like a kid walking around with a gun or some shit like that, or like how? I don't know the particulars of how it all went down.
No, I was saying that I think that I think he was chasing him and running him down an alley, and he had a gun for whatever reason, and then I guess he ran into like this lot and threw it down, and then by the time he turned around, I guess the cop still thought that he had it in his hand, so when the cop saw him chest to chest, he just shot him. Yeah.
Okay, why was he run like why was he running from the cops?
I have no idea. That's the thing, like I was just like, after the whole Dante Wright thing, I saw this other one, I didn't do as much research. I just thought it was just, I was like, all right, this is out of control now. And that's in Chicago, too, and they're protesting in Chicago. So I don't know if he got the gun from a relative, and they were running, doing some shit. They just split up. But, again, when a little kid has a gun like that, it's just kind of like the cop don't know what that kid was going to do. He could turn around, thought he was Chief Keith, do some stupid shit. So
it's true.
It's fucked
like, what
up.
Do you do? It's just a fucked up situation, right? Yeah. So it's like, my question is, why did he have the gun? Why was he running?
Yeah, because he had a gun, but then when he turned around, he didn't have it in his hand. But the cop, I guess they're making it seem like the cop didn't properly assess it. But if you know he had a gun when his back was to you, when he turns around, you're probably thinking he's something going to come back at you.
Yeah, rest in peace and, you know, prayers to the family, man. Yeah. Chris Cuomo had an interesting take on police reform, right, Cash?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to I want to preface this by saying that I fully believe what I'm about to say on behalf of Christopher Cuomo. Police reform is going to happen when white people's kids start getting killed by the police. And I kind of feel like it made me think of growing up in the greatest planet in the world, Brooklyn, where
you're goddamn right. Hey, Jay, don't shake your head. That's true.
No. And even with gentrification. Subjective. Right. Yes, it is subjective. It is right.
No,
but I was just thinking in terms of like gentrification, right? Where before the police would come, you call them. But then I think with gentrification and other people coming into neighborhoods, they come faster and they come with more presence. And I kind of feel like the police are more apt to protect people that look like them in certain instances. So I kind of feel like if these things were like, because you don't, I'm sure it happens. But it doesn't get publicized in the mainstream media about, oh, cop killing white kid for traffic stop, cop killing white kid for running away, cop running into house while white kid is sleeping and shooting them. Like, does it happen? But the media is making it seem like black people are being hunted by the police in certain instances. So I kind of felt like what Chris Cuomo was saying, I kind of feel, yeah, jokingly, half of it is attention grabbing, but half of it is like, you know what? I think that might because I always said they're going to play with the wrong person's kid, and then that then it's just going to be a whole nother, because it's always like, it's like a saying, you know, you got the right one. They're going to play with the wrong person's kid, so to speak. And then that's what, like, they're going to mess around, and that's not good. So I think what Chris Cuomo's trying to say kind of makes sense to me in terms of when you start affecting people's kid who have power and influence, unfortunately, then you'll see the change. But people aren't going to do anything if it doesn't affect them or people that they know.
I did have my hand up, and then you kind of took the point I was going to say, which is, no, no, this is a good thing.
Cash, you were thinking the same thing.
No, no, he's not a thief. He's just, we're thinking the same way. When it affects someone that has power and influence, that's when things start to happen. That's when change starts to happen. Not necessarily being white or whatever your race may be, but if you have power and influence, yeah, definitely they're going to start looking at the situation in a different light. And as far as if it's happening in these other communities, it's not publicized if it is, because I don't see it on the news. We're seeing the same thing in the media every, I don't know how often this is happening now, once a month. I don't even know. I can't
seems
even keep
like
up.
It. Can't keep up.
Yeah, so it's a shame. And I wish there was more attention to the situation so that something can happen. Well, not more attention, but actually more action, because we have all the attention in the world. You see it all the time on the news. There's just no action being made. So I don't know what the answer is. I hate bringing up topics or bringing up questions and ideas without.
No, I don't have an answer. I'm the same way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I think I agree with you, Jay. I agree with the fact that it takes someone with power and influence, right? So let's just say, I knock on wood, and you know, this is all purely hypothetical, and I do not want this to happen, right? But if like a police chief or something like that, if one of their kids gets shot by the cops, or if someone like if the commissioner or, you know, the mayor or whomever the fuck, the governor, somebody, yeah, then right, because then it hits home for you. So I totally subscribe to that thought process, or even along Cash's thought process as well, with regard to what Chris Cuomo said. It takes it. Oh, this hits home, and now it's on or whatever. You know what I mean? So, but it's all right. I think that brings us to our Classy Humans Low Lives segment. Oh yes, I like this one. Is the gentleman? There was a wild bobcat in his driveway, and he was with his wife and children or whatever the case may be, and the bobcat tried to attack his wife. And the man, like the fucking gangster that he is, takes the bobcat, yanks it up in the air, holding it, and throws it to the fucking ground. I think the bobcat still came back for more smoke or whatever. I think he was trying to shoot him on all that shit. Yeah. And he handled that like a G. Like that's a superhero right there. Would you guys have done that? What you would have done? Would you? I personally, if I had a gun on me, I would have shot him. I'm not picking a bobcat up.
I would have. After watching the video 5-7 times.
Two cars.
So I realize now that the bobcat was going after whatever animal was in that cage. So I would have instructed my wife to throw that cage, because that's what it wanted. But
so it wasn't even the wife. Okay, I didn't know that.
No, I think whatever animal was in that cage, that thing wanted. And I would have just said, fuck it. If it was a cat, it's not worth it. No animal is worth a human life. I'll say that again. No animal.
He's very adamant about that.
Yeah, some people will treat an abused puppy like an abused baby. It's not the same fucking thing. It is not. Sorry.
Kev, why do you have such a strong opinion on this? Like,
that reminds me of that episode.
Which of what?
What was the name of the show? The guy from New Girl, Winston, when he had his own show. Remember that episode?
Oh, Woke?
Woke had an epic.
Some people would treat an abandoned puppy like an left baby. Like, it is not the same. That dog will figure shit out, okay? That baby is you fucking morons. But yeah. So shout out to that guy. Protect your wife, protect your property, you know what I mean? I'm so grateful to see positivity with everything that's going on in the world, you know. Luckily no one was hurt. Would I have done that? Like Thief says, I would have let off a couple rounds because I'm just quick like that, you know? Just bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Nah, you would have had the sword. You would have cut his head off with the sword, Mr. Cash.
Yeah, but Bae said, in close quarters, the sword is not the best weapon. You would have had to do a total concentration full thrust, sixth form.
It's a Demon Slayer reference for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Well done there.
Because you would end up chopping your wife at some point. If you're trying to imagine trying to cut a bobcat in a small space with your wife and a fucking cat in a cage or whatever that shit is, somebody getting cut. And it's not you.
Very true. Very true. Another classy human, Albany, and an Albany teen who became the first black valedictorian in her school's history.
So in Albany, New York. So in Albany, New York, the governmental capital assigned of New York State, there was a woman who was the first black valedictorian in school's history, the school being Albany High School, because they have a high school named after the town. And and I just wanted to give a shout out to her because I think that's awesome. We need to celebrate academic excellence from everyone. And, you know, it's always cool to be the first. I'm sad it took this long, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whenever it happens, happens. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that. So kudos to you, young lady. And I wish you many luck and blessings in the future. High school is cool. College is something else. So I think your name is Onyovu Otichibe Dangerfield. So take that from that what you will. And I just, you know, God bless and kudos to you.
Facts. Another classy human. I don't think we know the name of this guy, but there's like a video on that circulating social media where two gentlemen try to rob a guy at gunpoint. And then seems like a little young teenage kid that's like, you know, formed like body wise, silhouette wise. So he runs up to the guy, the guy's coming out of his car, you know, and he's like, notion, give me whatever it is that you got. And the other guy's like walking behind him, the other would-be robbers walking behind him. This gentleman, I don't know what his name is or whatever the fuck, but he needs to be identified for his heroism. He smacks the gun out of the guy's face, out of his face, proceeds to body slam the gunman onto the ground on some MMA type shit. And you can hear the guy like screaming, like, ah! like screaming like a little girl screaming, like, ah! And it's just fucking tremendous. So he's a classy human. I mean, that took balls to do. I don't know if I would do the same thing if somebody had a gun in my fucking face trying to do whatever. Right. But I guess he called this bluff and was like, all right, you ain't about to shoot me. So obviously that lets you know that this isn't the first time somebody put a gun in his face. So they're dealing with a fucking demon. he looked at that shit and said, that's cute.
I was about to say the same thing, Pete. I'm like, you know what? He probably like, God damn it. Another day? Another
kids and your guns.
And then he's admonishing them like, get out of here. Get out of here. And I'm just like, but that boy was screaming like a young child. That boy got his ass cut off. No, good for you. Don't pull no gun on nobody like that. Look, don't rob no, don't take stuff that's not yours.
Exactly. That is the moral of the story is go get your own shit however you can. I know it's tough times. I understand that, but you cannot be running up in people's face trying to take shit from them. Go get some. You might get something taken from you. In this case, that young boy got his manhood taken from him. You heard? So you be careful, be safe though, and find another way to get it. There's always a different way as opposed to stealing from like trying to rob somebody at fucking gunpoint. What's wrong with you? So that brings us to our low live section, right? For obvious reasons, we have Minnesota and Chicago PD here because y'all don't know how to fucking serve and protect the right way. So fuck y'all. Well, the bad ones, not the good ones. You know,
you heard.
And who put this here?
What? Me. Me, I put it.
you want to explain it?
So for everyone that doesn't know, I in my younger years used to watch Love and Hip Hop, the franchise, specifically the Atlanta version, where there was a mysterious human by the name of Jocelyn Hernandez. Jocelyn Hernandez, for whatever reason, now has been given a platform and a show of her own in some channel or platform called Zeus. This woman, I guess she's trying to uplift women or trying to give back. So this one clip, this woman comes to the front crying, saying, I had to abort two twins to come here, like life isn't easy. And someone says, damn, double homicide. And then the girl turns around and says, bitch. And then the video cuts off. And I was like, okay.
That's a hell of a preview.
Yeah, so I'm like, do I watch this show or do I not support it based off the ignorance that I just watched? So, because I've never heard of someone calling abortion a homicide, I guess, technically speaking. But to say double homicide. I mean,
right in her face.
Right in her face. So that lets you know, one, there is no respect amongst these groups of women. And that show needs to be canceled if it's not hilarious because it's detrimental. And I don't believe in profiting off of people's foolishness and ignorance for economic benefit or gain. So hello, Life to Zeus Network and Jocelyn Hernandez for signing up for this shit.
Hey man, I don't have nothing to add. That's some wild disco shit.
I hopefully to God she didn't do that just to be on the show. I think it was an issue with the child's father.
Hilariously fucked up what that other girl said. Double homicide. What the fuck is wrong with you, low life? You yeah. fucking low life. Quote of the week is this. Something to the effect of, and I kind of mentioned this on our planning call, if you hang around six bums, you're going to become the seventh. I know there's a more eloquent way of saying that, and I'm not at
all. Don't have broke friends.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Proximity breeds prosperity.
There you go. There you go, Cash. That's a lot more, of a digestible way of saying it. But all, essentially what I was saying is you're going to become what you surround yourself with more often than not. Some people have willpower like a motherfucker, and they can hang around the low lives of society like a motherfucker and still be the classiest of humans. But more often than not, the company that you keep is what you'll eventually become. So just be mindful of the company that you keep. You know what I'm saying? They're not saying that you have to hang around, you know, saints and all that stuff all the time either. But if you want to become something great, hang around people who are great in whatever arena that may be. So free game for you on this Sunday, April the 18th. Well, you're going to hear this Thursday, but free game for you on this episode. You heard?
Damn right.
Hello.
yep. But Base was like, man, fuck it. You're going to be, don't bang no broke people. well, Base, I hear you, sir.
Yeah, right. We don't do that around here. Struggle by yourself. Come back when you're right. Yep.
No doubt, man. But, yeah, man, I think that's it.
Appreciate Bass for that wonderful DJ mix he just put together. Well done. Well done. Shit was fire. B-side Razors. Fuck you. Air horn.
Yeah, man, yet another excellent show. It's always good chatting with you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation today. And we'll be back yet again soon with another installation of the High Life Show. Until then, be great, be powerful, be blessed. We are out of here. Cash is throwing that damn sign again. Peace.
Beep, 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 beep. Dollar sign, Cash Brooklyn, bitch.
Alright, I'll let you get away with that one this time, man. Alright, y'all, we out. Peace.
The highlight.